There are shows with psychics.
And there are shows with doctors.
But there's no show like The Psychic and the Doc.
Your practical paranormal power unleashed.
This show synthesizes the talents of world-class medium Mark Anthony, the psychic lawyer, psychic explorer,
and street smart spiritualist, behavioral psychologist, Dr. Pat Basile. All subjects are on the table and no topic is taboo. Inspiration, insight,
action, and fun as Mark Anthony connects callers with loved ones in spirit.
In tandem with Dr. Pat's fresh, no-nonsense, street smart, intuitive insights, and she is hilarious.
Extraordinary problems
require extraordinary solutions, which may come from this side
or the other side. This is The Psychic
and the Doc, and it starts now.
Bam!
We are here tonight. We are buzzing for this show.
Yeah. Oh, please. Hey, everybody, this is a live call-in show. No interviews tonight. Just you and us, right? It's us. 1-800-930-2819. However, go over to Facebook.com, Transformation Talk Radio, because Jacob will be able to kind of watch you over there. I think maybe even Daniel's here. But yeah, this is, we're connecting. We have to connect. So what bee do you have in your bonnet, Mark?
Yeah, well, the bee I got in my bonnet is about bees themselves. And the reason that we picked this topic,
we have two topics.
Mm-hmm. But got a bee in your bonnet is tomorrow, May 20th, is World Bee Day. And I've always been an environmentalist. I've been a landscaper. I like to garden. I like my hands in the earth. And in the past decade, there's been an alarming decrease globally of bees. And this is catastrophic. Albert Einstein theorized that if bees went extinct, human beings might last 4 years. And recent scientists say that that is most likely true. Bees are so important. They pollinate over 70% of the world's crops, avocado, bananas, corn, essential crops. They're the only insect which produces a food for humans, which is honey. And bees also produce propolis, which is a natural antibiotic. And so, yes, there are people who are allergic to bee stings, and that can be extremely life-threatening. But overall, life as we know it on this planet cannot exist without bees. And it's due to deforestation. It's due to pesticides. So if you have bees in your yard, or, you can plant some flowering plants, we can all do something. Dr. Pat, Morgan Freeman, the film icon, what he does is he buys up lots of vacant property and puts beehives on them, and it's like, and Elon Musk, if you're listening, please don't waste $44 billion on buying Twitter. Buy land, put bees on it. Okay. So I have to put in
Elon
my face.
Elon Musk,
there.
I got a whole lot of other things to say to you, but we're not going to do it today.
No. But the thing is, we can make the changes. People can do things. Like, where I've grown up in Florida, whenever you go by orange groves or grapefruit or lemon, there's always beehives there, because, the farmers, they know that they have to have the bees pollinate. So it's important that there is a World Bee Day. It's important that people are aware of this. And even more importantly, that we take some action for it. So, so that's the bee in my bonnet, is that we have to protect bees.
Yeah. I mean, I know one of the things too today is that's one of the things that's on our list for us to talk about. But, today also represents, some other things that have happened in the world, some other things that are happening in the world now. And I think it's important to have a conversation for a minute about you know, when we're talking about HIV and we're talking about AIDS and the level of awareness and what today represents, people have asked me, you've been through a lot in your life, Pat, but what are some of the things that you can point to that were really the most challenging? And there are a couple of answers to that question, but I will tell you, in all the things that I protested about growing up, all the marches, myself, my mom, all of us did, the one that I felt the most helpless and hopeless about, and thank you, Louise Hay, was being on the East Coast and watching my friends die. Watching mostly gay men, but it wasn't all gay men, right? There are a lot of other people, but watching people not just die, but watching people not even be cared for. You see, it's not just that we've lost so many. The atrocity that happened in that arena around care, right? I often wonder, if that was not a gay population, would we have treated them that way? And then I got my answer, COVID. Because COVID comes along and we're not treating people that way. Albeit, we've had to have some restrictions, but we didn't treat people like they were pariah. And I remember being in New York and just screaming at Ed Koch. And it was one of those moments in my life where I didn't realize that we were doing something, right? We actually were doing something. I hope we've learned from that. I hope we've learned that people are people, human beings are human beings.
Absolutely. And, you know, HIV was a pandemic. And I remember when I was practicing law, I had a client that I had to go to the hospital where he was dying of HIV and get him to sign papers. And it was, you know, and I had to, you know, I did my research and I realized, like, you can't catch it from, you know, from just being in the same room with somebody and all that. And I remember this client as sort of a robust role, you know, like, you know, happy-go-lucky guy, and just seeing him in this emaciated state, it was really difficult. And my mentor, one of my mentors, Father Sonny, and I quote Father Sonny in my first book, Never Letting Go. Father Sonny was a Catholic priest who was a member of the La Salette Order. And he was a trailblazer in caring for HIV victims. And he bucked the position at the time of the Catholic Church, because they were saying, well, you know, these people are immoral. And I remember Sonny said, these people are dying and nobody cares about them. And that is why we went into the clergy, is to show compassion. And he set up the first HIV mission in Central Florida.
So
Father Sonny, I know you're in the light. Thank you. Thank you. He passed on. That was such a sad day when Father Sonny transitioned, but he made such a great difference in the world.
Yeah. There's so many reflections of things right now. You know, we're coming off the heels of some states which had an election and had elections, and, you know, there's a lot on people's minds. And what I really am liking, Mark, is I'm really liking people getting engaged again. And it doesn't matter what side of the coin you're on, people are coming out and getting engaged again. They're really looking at things. They're really asking different questions. And I think that's why you and I do this show, is because we are here to help people where they are looking for some guidance. Now, we're going to go to the phones. For those of you out there, I just want to say 1-800-930-2819. Why don't we hop over and take a call? What do you think?
Absolutely.
All right. Jacob.
How's it going?
Hey.
Hey. We've got Sasha calling in from Georgia.
All right. Let's do it.
Hey there, Sasha. Can you hear us?
Hi, Sasha. Can you hear us?
Hi, I'm here. Hi, Mark. Hi, Dr. Pat.
Hey, Sasha.
How can we help you today?
Hey. I wanted to know if anyone from the other side wants to tell me something.
Okay. Hold on. Let's see. All right, I'm getting a, hold on, 1, 2, 3, 4. Wow, you got a lot of folks lining up, but we're just going to do just maybe one spirit. Let's see. All right, I'm getting a female energy coming through. And this lady was elderly when she passed. And it's interesting because I see her kind of wearing a hat. I know we're talking about being her bonnet, but what I get from this is this woman seemed like she may have had a very fair complexion, so she needed to either stay out of the sun, or if she was in the sun, she needed that protection, because I'm getting sort of a reddish tint to her skin, which indicates that she's the type of person that if she went out in the sun, she would burn instead of bronze. And what I get about her is this, I'm getting like a droopiness, droopy sensation on one side of my face, on the right side of my face. I'm feeling that sensation. That indicates to me that she very well may have had a stroke. I'm ruling out a heart attack because that would be the left side, but I'm getting on the right side. And the interesting thing, Sasha, is it feels like she may have had a history of this, and that it took some time for her to pass. Do you recognize this person?
Sasha.
Okay, you try again.
You're breaking up right there.
You need a clearer connection, Sasha.
Say it again, Sasha.
I think it could be my grandma.
Okay. All right. Hold on. Let's see what she wants you to know. Okay. Cool. She said, put the brakes on your spending. Put the brakes on your spending. Put the brakes on your spending. Dr. Pat, what do you think that could mean?
Spending is an interesting word.
Yes.
And what I think about with spending is whenever, Sasha, can I ask you a question? Sasha?
Yes.
Okay, great. There was something on your mind before you called into the show. It was something.
I have been spending a lot.
That's what I'm saying. So, you know, a lot of times when we get a call like this, right, and Mark really taps and tunes right in, you know, there's a question like, what do they want to tell me? And then they tell you what you absolutely don't want them to tell you, right? Sasha?
Yeah.
Okay. So, now you know this. I'm not somebody to say stop spending. What I say is use discernment. Yeah. You know, people have been, for the past 3 years, really been in a box. And so people are buying things for themselves that they wouldn't ordinarily buy, but they're not buying above their means. Right? So you don't want to start buying above your means. Right? Like, I have a friend that just got like a Range Rover deal. Like, that's like a, I will not go buy a Range Rover, right? But I may start to look at something that's a little bit more comfortable than what I'm in. So are you able to do that and make that adjustment?
Yes.
Okay. So there is still something very specific to you. There's something. You got a bee in your bonnet about something. Did something happen around this? Did somebody say something to you? Did somebody say you're spending too much money? What happened for you to even be thinking about this? I really want to know that.
Well, I'm going on a trip, and I was wasting a lot of money buying a lot of clothes for me and the kids, and I have wasted a lot of money, spend a lot.
Okay.
I don't hear wasting. Wait, help me out. I'm going on a trip, and I've been spending money on the kids.
I have spent a lot of money buying unnecessary things.
For the kids or for you?
For me. And for them also, stuff that we really don't need.
Okay. See, I love this. I don't have enough time to really get into this with you. There's only one question. So if you could take the word need out of your bonnet, just get rid of the word need. We really don't need. There's a question. Are you spending above and beyond, right, what you're taking in? That's really the question. If you're doing that, that's what you need to address. So there's two things I want you to shift. Stop talking about I'm buying stuff that I don't need. Stop that for a minute, because that's not really the issue. The issue is I just bought a $100,000 car. Not you, but I'm just saying. I just bought a $100,000 car. Really? I'm not living in it. I don't really have that kind of job. What was I thinking? So you see the difference?
Yeah.
So Mark is saying stop spending beyond what you actually are bringing in. You got that? That's all.
Yeah,
it's really, you don't have to stop spending. Mark, you know what I'm trying to say, Mark?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. Yeah, because, you know, that's what her grandmother came right out. And, you know, Dr. Pat, I like what you said that, you know, when we make connections to the other side, a lot of times people want to hear what they want to hear or they want advice on a particular thing. And in this case, her grandma went to put the brakes on your spending, put the brakes on your spending, put the brakes on your spending. I mean, that kept getting repeated. And the other side, what I call the afterlife frequency, knows what you need, not what you want to hear, but what you need to hear. And this is in harmony with the advice, Sasha, that Dr. Pat's giving you, is that your spending has to be in harmony with your means. You know, because spending, you know, sometimes spending money sometimes makes people, they feel good. You know, you go out and you buy yourself something and you enjoy it and all that. But it can also be an addiction as well. You know, Dr. Pat, isn't there something like a Shoppers Anonymous or something?
Yeah, there
like
is. People, yeah. Yeah. But I got to tell you, Sasha, I'm not getting that for you. I understand that, you know, what you're doing is you care for your children. You're really good. This is really just, Sasha, so you know, you're not alone right now in doing this. Millions of people are doing it. They have felt so cut off in so many ways. So are you okay, Sasha, to reconcile this and know you have not done anything wrong? Just saying. And that you're going to really step back and catch up on whatever your payments are. And then once you're caught up, then you start over. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Does that sound like a game plan for you? And by the way, your grandma told you to do it anyway, so you got to do it.
Yeah.
Thank you, Sasha. Thank you for calling in. Thank you so much. And, go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, and Sasha, since you already spent the money on the vacation, have a good time.
Absolutely.
don't let Dr. Pat and I be a buzzkill.
Yeah, no, if you've already spent the money on the vacation, that I'm telling you, vacations right now for people, that is considered a mental health event.
So, you know, that's a really good point. Yeah, that's a really good point, Dr. Pat, because, you know, how many people when they're laying on their deathbed say, if only I'd bought more things. But I don't think people regret, you know, going on vacations, having life enriching experiences, encountering new people, new ideas, new cultures. I don't think too many people, I don't think anyone ever really regrets that, you know, unless you're neglecting your family, you know, when you're doing that. But the thing is, what makes life happy, and I get this from spirits all the time, is not the amount of material objects that we acquire, but, you know, looking back on a lifetime where the happy, the life enriching events outnumbered the negative ones.
Yeah, I love it. I agree. Jacob, why don't we go to a short break? And then when we come back, we'll go back to the phones, right? How does that sound to everybody? Jacob, why don't you take us out? We'll be right back, everybody.
I'm Mark Anthony, author of The Afterlife Frequency. But don't expect a dry treatise. This book educates, entertains, and reads like a juicy novel.
Joining us today is psychic lawyer Mark Anthony. Mark, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
I don't think there's another person on the planet anywhere who shares this guy's resume.
He's been on Coast to Coast, the radio show with me for years. He's a psychic lawyer, but he's the real deal.
This book also provides hope in coping with grief, crime, murder, PTSD, and survivor's guilt. Part of being human involves contact with spirits, whether it's through a medium, during a dream, a deathbed vision, or a near-death experience. All these types of interdimensional communication occur when the energy of the human soul aligns with the afterlife frequency. The afterlife frequency teaches you my four-step raft technique. Recognize spirit contact, accept it as real, feel it without fear, and trust the message.
Melissa Johnson is a certified life coach, author, speaker, and creator of WOW Ministries, Worship Over Worry, designed to give you the tools needed to live a life of purpose. You have a choice daily to worry about your life and give up the fight, or decide to worship God through your pain and triumph victoriously. Melissa Johnson offers a variety of books, curriculums, and programs to guide you through a self-discovery journey.
Book your consultation with Melissa Johnson today at WOWMinistriesLLC.com.
Welcome back to The Psychic and the Doc. I'm Mark Anthony, the psychic, and I'm with my amazing co-host, world-famous, world-renowned behavioral psychologist, Dr. Pat Basile. We're taking your calls, 1-800-930-2819. We're talking about a number of things in this show. Tomorrow's World Bee Day, and we're talking about how bees, our buzzy little friends, are essential to the survival of life on Earth. And on the break, we were talking about, you know, bees, not only do they produce honey, you know, bees are the only insects that produce a food for humans, but there's also bee pollen and a substance they produce called propolis, which is a natural antibiotic. Now, Dr. Pat and I are not prescribing or telling anybody to start taking bee pollen or propolis. That's something you would have to check with your healthcare provider. But that's something to be aware of. And I know that a lot of holistic healers and naturopathic physicians may recommend those products.
Yep.
You know, because we've all been dealing with, you know, with COVID, with flus, with all types of things. And, you know, when we think about bees, you know, when I was a little kid, you know, bees you had to watch out for. You didn't want them to sting you. Then you hear about the killer bees and all these things. And then we realize that, you know, it's neat watching them pollinate. I mean, when they go to flower to flower. And one of the things about bees, they will only go to a particular type of plant on one day. So one day the hive may just go to black-eyed Susans.
Then the next day, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Then the next day they may just go to roses. You know, so, and they're very, very organized. You know, it's no pun intended. It's like a hive mind. There appears to be some form of intelligence or something, which, you know, they're all programmed and designated, and then they work in harmony. And bees will leave you alone unless they perceive you as a threat. Mm-hmm. You know, Dr. Pat, I knew that you like the great outdoors, and I do too. I was hiking in a nature preserve in Florida, and I'm not making fun of people from New York, okay? But I can hear.
I'm from New York. Hello. Okay. Just want to tell you.
Well, yeah, my family comes from there too, but I could hear these people a mile away. Okay, and when you're in the woods, going like, ah! You know, is not really the way to do it. You know, attracting attention in a jungle isn't great. And these people, I could tell they're from the city, and they're like, "Oh, I can't stand," you know, they're in, and the woman, there's two women, and then they're the guys, and they were wearing high heels, and they're like, "Oh, I hate Florida," and the bugs are all over. Well, they were drenched. They were drenched in perfume. I could smell it like 20 feet away. And they're like, "Oh, these are," I said, "Well, it's your perfume." And they look at me, "What?" And I said, "You know, you don't go into the woods smelling like flowers and not expect to be covered in, and then they stopped and they listened to me and they said, "Well, we're not familiar with this, you know." And the thing is,
there you go.
You know, yeah. When you're out of, you know, your environment, I said, "Well, when you go into the woods, first off," and I said, "No offense, but you got to keep your voice down, okay? Because if you do want to see things, you're scaring everything away. Secondly, you need to have proper shoes on, okay? High heels." On a hike in a forest in Central Florida, it doesn't cut it. And third, no perfumes, no colognes, because all you're going to do is attract insects. And Florida is not a place where you need to be attracting insects. So I just thought I'd share that. But it's funny. It's funny when you encounter people that are literally a fish out of water. It's like me being in a snowy environment. You know, that's not, I mean, I've been in them, but that's not, you know, something that I grew up in.
Well, I love that we're sharing this because, you know, I could see you doing that. I could see Linda doing something like that. But what I love is that you've opened up a dialogue, and that's what's important. And we're doing that now on the show. Live call in 1-800-930-2819. Jacob, we're going to kick it back to you.
Yep, sounds good. We've got Susan calling in from Saskatchewan. How's it going, Susan?
Hi, Susan.
Oh, hi there. Yeah, can you hear me okay?
Loud and clear.
You're coming through very well, Susan.
Yeah, I am loud.
No, I didn't mean that like that. No.
Loud and clear.
No, it's fine. I'm glad that we can connect so clearly. I actually was fortunate enough to speak to both of you. And hi, Mark. Hi, Dr. Pat. It was two or three weeks ago, and you might not remember me. We only chatted for just a few minutes at the end of the show. But it was very remarkable what both of you, discussed with me. And I just wanted to tell you that everything that you said happened. Wow. And the reading that Mark, you know, came through with my son, it was fascinating. And I have transformed so much in just, well, since I've talked to you, but ever since my son passed away last February, I have been on this incredible journey. And I have been spiritual all my life, but I've never delved into what I've been, you know, delving into since my son passed. Wow. And I am on, like I say, this incredible awakening, and like the doors have just flown open for me to, I'm not sure what, and this is kind of what my question to both of you, because I'm so blessed, and I have so much gratitude for how I'm feeling right now, because I am by far the happiest, most peaceful, person that I've been in my entire life. And I have had an extremely hellish life, and now it all makes sense to me. And from the time I get up now to the time I go to bed, and this has just been increasing for months and just totally took off the last 2-3 weeks. You know, I am, I've had readings with various mediums, read all of your books, Mark, and several other mediums, you know. Oh, yeah, you're welcome. I just loved it. I give them away, actually. And you know, I just, no problem. I love to do it. I just want to share my excitement and my passion for realizing what is really going on here on our planet, and I know that we're, spirits having a human experience. And I'm just so fortunate to be able to connect and with my son so much. He was an introvert. But he's connecting with me all the time. And it just goes beyond that. But I'm crossing paths like every day now. It's just, it's going so fast. I'm just wondering, what am I meant to do next? Because I can't really relate to the average person now, and I don't even want to tell them all these things that are happening and people I'm meeting and what they're saying and the signs that I'm, getting. And it's fabulous. And I'm just kind of in a new chapter of my life right now. And and I have a granddaughter named Sunny. I heard you talk about Sunny. And, she's almost two, and she's the love of my life, and that's why I'm here in Saskatoon. And I am moving, Mark and Pat. I was the one fretting about moving and panicking. Yes. And
I remember.
Totally worked out, Pat. Yep. It couldn't have gone any better. It was just a miracle. And I worked hard at it, and I took your advice, and threw away the fear and and Mark also mentioned, my son and the candle and the illumination and all that. And, it all made sense to me. And, that seems like a year or two ago, because I'm telling you, I'm just so pumped up now that there's just not enough time in the day for me. Whereas, the last recent years I was on disability and I couldn't get back to work, and the days just dragged on. I didn't know what to do with myself.
Sasha.
And I'm just like,
Susan.
Susan, I'm sorry.
Susan, yeah, we're going to jump in here. I'm going to go before Mark because I have one thing to say. And then,
I'm getting something from the other side.
Okay,
yeah,
go, Mark.
Yeah, Susan, I keep tasting peppermint. Peppermint. Wow. Now, peppermint can mean a lot of, that can mean you love peppermint, hate peppermint. I associate peppermint with December. So that could be a significant birth, death, anniversary, or event connected to you or someone close to you in this world or the other side in December. It could also be a trigger for a name like Pat, Patrick, or Patricia. Obviously, we have Dr. Pat here, but I don't think they're talking about her. What does peppermint mean to you, or is there a significance to December other than ho, 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 we like Christmas?
And are you saying December, Mark, or September?
Peppermint, really.
December.
Peppermint, but was it the month December or September?
December, D-E-C-E-M-B-E-R, Christmas time, ho, ho, ho.
Number 12.
Yeah. Oh, okay, okay. Well, what peppermint means to me is herbal tea. I love peppermint herbal tea.
Hold on, Susan. Your son's making contact. Never mind what he's doing. Let me work with this a little bit more. Hold on. Interesting. He keeps now I'm tasting oranges and seeing, are you eating a lot of oranges, or is there something with you and oranges, orange juice, and or potassium? Because I feel like I'm just like tearing apart a big navel orange and just eating the orange.
Well, it's connected with oranges. I have somehow gotten my system very acidic to the point of that my tongue has been in a lot of pain, and it just feels very acidy. Not specific to oranges, but something's going on there with acid.
Okay, so certainly this means you're going to have to start heading in the alkalized direction. Believe it or not, lemons alkalize. Oranges don't because of the high sugar content. But lemons, if you drink like fresh squeezed lemon in your water, which you should every morning, it will begin to alkalize your body. And it's good for you for a lot of reasons. So your son's bringing this up. What's interesting about the peppermint and you're drinking peppermint tea, that also calms your stomach down, and it helps to control headaches, in particular migraines. So your son's transmitting this information. So I'll leave that with you. And Dr. Pat, I know that you have something.
I really do. in a word. And by the way, all of you that are waiting to call in, we're not going to take any more breaks, so don't worry. So can you imagine being me for a minute? No, nobody can. So let me take that back. That's just like a weird visual. But my life, here's the thing. You go to school for 10 years, you get awards for all of this great business research. You know, consulting firms want to hire you and you want to throw up. Now, I was fortunate enough to have the insight and get some guidance, like from Mark, right? Just like you did. And it didn't take me a lot, just like it didn't take you a lot, because you are open, you are clear. So here's the mistake I made, but it's not really a mistake. I created something called crust busting, which I love, and it is coming back. However, I started to talk about how the show. I dialed a wrong phone in. I heard a voice. I saw a vision. My friends were like, number one, you're paying for airtime and you could be making 250 grand a year. There's something wrong with you. That was number one. Number two was, holy cow, she's like talking to people that are not there. So what I learned was the word discernment. What that means is, don't stop being you. I never stopped. And then what happened was, this became a forum. And I've had to grow into this. I'm just going to say, who you're seeing now, I was sick for 10 years when I was doing this show. Nobody knew I was in pain, but I couldn't get a real job. So here's what I want to say. You're going to keep calling in. You're going to start taking a journal, and you're not going to dismiss any idea you get. And when you get your list together, post-it notes, chewing gum, I don't care what you do, you're going to call in and I'm going to give you a way for you to email that to me and I'm going to help you.
Oh, that is wonderful, Pat.
Yeah.
I'm speechless.
Don't change, right? Because Mark did the hard part. I'm going to help you with the other part. Don't change.
Well, I love it.
Who you are,
yep.
Okay. But I mean, I made the mistake of talking to a priest, and just what I said to the priest, he was like, yeah, you should like go to Harborview or something. But what I'm telling you is don't change. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's what we're going to send you off with.
Yeah. And
you have to do it.
I just wanted to tell you, I just wanted to say one thing before we're done, because I can't hear you too clearly, Pat, but I know if I listen to the blog or whatever, the podcast, okay. I can hear it clearly then, so I'll re-listen to this. But what Mark said about the lemons and my son, or the citrus, the other day I was shopping and I just couldn't resist buying a bag of lemons. And I haven't done that in years. And I thought, okay, I'm going to cut them up, put them in ice water. And because I love that when I'm in a restaurant. But
here's when you have to hear what I got to finish, because we got to go. I took off my headset.
Okay.
Can you hear me better now?
We'll be in touch. Bye.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Next caller.
Jacob, I'm not sure what's happening with my line, but I will make sure for all of you. I promise to fix it. But can you hear me okay like this?
Yeah, this works.
All right. Let's go to the phones. Because Susan, I got to tell you one thing. You have to take 14 days to do that list I told you. All right, Jacob, it's all you.
We've got Jessica calling in from Texas right now. Hi there, Jessica.
Hi, Jessica. What part of Texas?
I'm in Arlington near Dallas.
Cool.
Howdy.
How can we help you today?
Well, I've been listening to you for quite a while and just got the guts to call in. just wanted to see if you have any of my loved ones would like to talk to me.
Stop talking. Hold on. Okay. I got a male energy coming. Sorry. I don't mean to do that. But as soon as you said that, I'm getting a male energy coming through connected to you. And he feels connected to you through your dad's side of the family. So this is a connection to your male side of the family. And what I've got with this guy is I'm feeling this weird sensation in my throat. It feels like my lymph glands are swollen. Real pain in the throat. I'm also feeling pressure build up in the chest. Now the pain in the throat, this could be a cancerous condition because I'm feeling nauseated and sick, which are one of my cancer indicators. And then with his chest, I feel like my lungs are on fire and I'm feeling pressure and fluid buildup in the chest. Now, obviously, that can be something like a pneumonia, but pneumonia and lung cancer and congestive heart failure, all of them, I feel it feels very similar because I get this pressure buildup, but it's the problem in the lymph glands that I'm getting and the dizzy disorientation prior to passing and the nausea. Does any of this, and sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, but he came in like a lightning bolt. Does this make any sense to you, Jessica?
Yes, it does.
Okay. What's his relationship? Don't give me his name.
Well, there's more than one person, I believe, that had heart failure in my family.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. But is there somebody that had cancer? That's what I'm feeling very heavily with this guy.
Okay. So it could be my grandfather.
Okay, is that your dad's dad?
No, I that's the thing. I do believe that's my mother's father.
Yeah, I'm really getting someone very heavily on your dad's side of the family. Don't worry about that just yet. Well, I mean, your interpretation, may be more important than mine as to who it is. Let's see what he wants you to know. Okay. He said, you don't take change lightly. Now, that's an interesting thing to say. I want to see where he's going with this. He said that whenever you're approaching a change in your life, in your career, in anything, you go through this whole analytical process and you weigh all the pluses and the minuses and the benefits. And he said that is very good. He said, because you're one of those people who looks before you leap. And he says that is a trait that you've kind of always had, and you need to continue doing that. And I'm getting something, some type of change or issue that he's focusing on within the Leo timeframe. So Leo runs roughly from July 22 to August 22, give or take a day or so on either end. But something's coming up in the Leo timeframe, and he's telling you to make sure that you approach it with this very analytical and careful analysis. Does that resonate with you at all?
Yes, it does, and I do appreciate that advice.
Okay. Interesting. You've got three options that are happening. It's all related to the same thing. Is there some type of career thing coming up? Because it feels like there's three options. He said, and you're going to be weighing one of them. You're just going to say, no, that's not it. And then there's two of them you're very heavily going to consider. And then he said, then you'll come to the right conclusion.
Actually, I've retired, so I've been trying to figure out what I want to do for the rest of my life, and that's probably what this is about.
That's probably, because, all right, the way I get career doesn't necessarily mean career as in a job, but, a lot of people, when they retire, are more busy than ever because, maybe you're going to take up some kind of a hobby or volunteer work or whatever, but within the Leo time frame, there's going to be three options. One of them, you're going to be like, meh, and then the other two, it's like, okay, but then you're going to go with that one. Okay. And it's interesting.
Exciting.
I keep feeling wind on my face. So that may involve something where you're outdoors quite a bit.
That's very exciting.
Yeah. I'll put it this way. I'm not seeing you sitting in a rocking chair knitting. That is not going to happen.
No, I'm not seeing that either.
And once again, I didn't mean to say stop talking, but he came in like a lightning bolt. This guy didn't like messing around. Okay.
Yeah.
And the last thing I'm going to give you, I'll turn it over to Dr. Pat. He's holding up a sapphire. And a sapphire can indicate a piece of jewelry of significance that you may recognize with a sapphire in it, or a significance to the month of September. First as anniversaries or events within September, because sapphire is September's birthstone.
Okay.
Thank you. I'll have to pay attention for that.
Okay. Hey, can you hear me okay? I just did something different with my mic.
Ma'am.
Okay. Here's what I want to say. How recently is your retirement?
A year ago.
Great. This is good because you've had a year. This is my sense.
Yes.
You know what you love to do. You know how you love to spend your time. I'm not even going to ask you what that is, but I want you to think about it. And then I don't want you to put any restriction. So if you are like, I love to go watch the water, that's what I want you to think about. Because a lot of what happens, especially after retired, I've retired twice. What happens is we have a structure, we have a format, but we have not given ourselves permission to really tap into what we love. And then we tap into it and we say, oh, but I'll never be able to enjoy that. So if you can take some time over the next, I'd say 2 to 4 weeks, and really be mindful of the things that pop up for you that without a question you love, and then get rid of the other part that says, well, that'll never happen. Okay, can you do that? Would you do that?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, and I love it because it's safe. There's no action for you to do. You're just going to hang out and say, oh my gosh, I would be a professional softball boxer if I could. Right? So go ahead and do that. Thank you for calling in, but please make sure you check back in with us, okay? And if you do call back in, say, hey, yeah, this is Sel Jacob. Hey, this is me from Texas, and I want to give you a check-in. Thank you.
Thank you so much, you guys. I appreciate it. Bye.
All right. Yeah. Thank you, Jessica.
Yeah, see, I gave her two professions, softball and a boxer, like right in one sentence. Like, what the heck is a softball boxer? Jacob,
Yeah, next up, we've got Rebecca calling in from New York.
Like, what the heck is a softball boxer? Jacob!
Oh, hey, Rebecca.
Turn that off. Hey, Rebecca, how can we help you?
Rebecca, you got to turn off your computer and your speakers.
Hey, Rebecca.
You know, maybe we should go to another caller.
Well, let's go to the next caller until Rebecca. Yeah. And you can tell Rebecca how to turn up her radio. Who's next?
Yeah, for all the callers, turn your speakers, your radio, all that off. You should only have your phone on because, as you can see, you immediately get feedback and we're not going to be able to talk to you, and I'm not going to be able to connect to the other side because it's creating radio frequency interference, which blocks the connection to the other side.
All right, so Jacob, who do we have next?
We've got Roseanne from Florida.
Hi, Roseanne. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Yeah, what can we do for you?
I was hoping you could touch on a subject of when pets die and do they ever come back to you, like in a different form, like reincarnated.
Oh, great. Mark?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Who comes back? I didn't hear that part. Did you say
yes,
pets?
She would like us to talk about what happens when pets, our animal friends die.
Sure.
And then do they come back in another form? That's a great question.
Well, pets have souls. Anything that is alive has an electromagnetic soul, which is one of the concepts that I explain in the afterlife frequency. And a lot of people want to know if, you know, their particular pet is going to immediately come back to them in a form of another animal. You know, I don't believe in the transmigration of souls. And what that means is if you're a dog, you're going to be a dog. If you're a human, you're going to be a human. If you're a porpoise, you're going to be a porpoise. So it's entirely possible that a pet is going to come back, is going to reincarnate, but will they come back to you? Maybe they will, maybe they won't. So there's no definitive answer on that. And of course, you know, we love our four-legged friends very much, and we want them to come back to us, but perhaps they have done what they needed to do with their connection with you, and maybe your connection with them is done, and it's time for them to move on to someone else or even to another plane of existence. So it's a great question, and it's a very complex answer.
Well, my daughter lost her two cats very recently, and she's so brokenhearted, and she can't seem to get past this. And
certainly,
she's just grieving so much for these kitties.
Well, the loss of a pet is very, very significant. You know, a lot of people, it's just a cat. It's like, well, no. These animals brought tremendous amount of love, but they also taught your daughter incredible many lessons. And I'll turn it over to Dr. Pat as well. But part of the lessons is love and grief. And grief, and I'm quoting Father Sonny again tonight. Father Sonny told me that grief is the price of love, for we grieve as deeply as we have loved. And then he said, but Mark, a life without love isn't much of a life at all. And so it's very painful what your daughter's going through, but she's also learning about how complex love actually is.
Mark, my daughter's going to talk to you right now. Is that okay?
Sure.
Okay. Hi, Mark. So both of these cats I had for a long time, and I loved them so, so much. But one of them in particular was like a familiar to me. I don't know if that sounds weird, but they say that, you know, sometimes animals can be your familiar.
Yeah, you know, I hear stuff like that, and I don't discount it, and it doesn't sound weird because, you know, I talk to dead people, so, you know, weird's kind of my life. but the thing is, perhaps that being lived out its life with you, and it's time for you to now move forward and not be fixated on that relationship, because relationships, whether they're human or with animals, we get they when somebody that we love or a being that we love dies, our relationship goes from one of a physical nature to one of a spiritual nature. And by holding on to the physical and saying, well, that being's on my familiar and that cat's always going to be with me and that cat's going to reincarnate as, you know, Pookie the cat or whatever, I think what you're doing is you're creating a lot of unnecessary pressure on yourself. Mm-hmm. So, you know, as Father Sonny also told me, let go, let God, let go, let God. And you have to realize that your relationship has gone from one of a physical to one of a spiritual. Dr. Pat, what do you think?
It's just when he came, it was, I don't know. I don't want to use like a, you know, a generic term like magical, but it really was. I mean, this one cat showed up outside my house and, you know, was inseparable with me. I mean, he was like a little dog in the body of a cat. And he loved me unconditionally. He used to walk at my side. I mean,
You bonded. You bonded. Maybe you guys have been through an existence together before, and maybe this time was tying things up. You know, there's no easy answers to reincarnation. I mean, people that believe in it, Hindus and Buddhists and Jains, have been studying this for thousands of years. And so there's no easy answers. And the hard, cold reality is it hurts when someone or some being that we love dies.
Yeah, it just feels like more than that. Like I can't move forward because I feel like he's going to come back. Like I just have this feeling that he's coming back. He passed away 8 months ago, and it was completely unexpected. He died very quickly from bone cancer, and he never had any issues before. And it's just, you know, he left so suddenly, and I don't think our time was done. So I'm telling you, I have this strange feeling like he's coming back and he's waiting for me. Like, I think he's here now. I just haven't found him yet.
Okay.
I sound crazy, but, you know, it's this feeling that I have. I don't think we're done yet.
Okay. What would you have me say? You know, I can't tell you, your cat's coming back. You have a right to your feelings, and perhaps you're right about this, or perhaps you need to learn to let go.
Well, can I jump in? So you can live with one foot in both places. Are you open to hearing how that could happen?
I'm sorry, say that one more time.
You can have both. Are you open to hearing how that could happen?
Yes, definitely. Okay. Absolutely.
All right. So I had a similar thing with a cat, and I'm not a cat person, but she adopted me. And also, just like you, very sudden. But here's one of the things that will help you. When we hold on to attachment, and what would I mean by that? The attachment really that's operating right here, just from this few minutes, by the way, is the attachment that we're not done yet. And if you're not done yet, but here's really the cool thing. If you're not done yet, what that means is there's no energy for them to come back. Right?
Yeah.
So if you're not done, if you have a plate of food and you're staring at the plate of food and there's nothing coming off the plate of food, even if you want another helping of that pasta, you either have to pile it on, but consciously and emotionally, there's no room for either one of you. And so what I'm trying to say is, in order for any energies to move and move ahead, when we are attached and attached to an outcome or attached to an idea, there's no room for it. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
And you can still love her, or you could still be in love, and you could still feel, well, maybe we're not done yet. But then add on to the sentence, maybe we're not done yet, maybe we're not done yet, and I would love to see how you might return so that we can do part two. You see the difference?
Definitely. And I want to. It's just I don't know. I haven't gotten any signs that it's the right time. I've been looking everywhere.
Wait, this is a sign.
You know.
No, no.
Yeah, you got to stop
you
doing
it. Into the show. We're giving you the sign.
Give me a sign. You're trying too hard. Okay.
This is the sign.
Dr. Pat's absolutely right. You're trying too hard. If you read my book, The Afterlife Frequency, it goes into recognizing, accepting, feeling, and trusting messages from spirits. And there's a lot of people that, I want a spiritual experience and I want it now. And it's like, it doesn't work that way.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for tuning into The Psychic in the Dark with Mark Anthony and me, Dr. Pat Basile, right here on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, look, come back next week so we can explore with you more of life's many challenges and learn from fascinating guests. And you know what? Even Mark and me. We'll connect you and discover insights from people in this life and from the afterlife. Extraordinary problems? Yeah, they do. They require extraordinary solutions. But step into the world of possibilities with us on The Psychic and the Doc. That's every Thursday, 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com. And don't forget, we're also live face-to-face on Facebook.com. Transformation Talk Radio.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.